Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Wildlife artist Albert Faggard stands near the open trunk of his car, holding a framed painting of a bird.
That's a belted kingfisher. They're common around here and up in Anahuac.
Faggard, who lives in Gilchrist, a town his grandfather helped to settle, lost everything in Hurricane Ike.
And there's six generations of family history completely erased.
He and others took shelter on High Island to brave the storms and to wait for help.
The great state of Texas's game wardens were the first people to hit this island to relieve us and bring us water and MREs and start checking on this. And that says a lot for the Texas Parks and Wildlife for the game wardens.
Gilchrist is Faggard's family home, and he plans to continue that legacy.
I'm sure we will build back down in Gilchrist. We've been doing it for almost 100 years, and this ain't the first rodeo down here.
We'll have another story on the aftermath of Hurricane Ike tomorrow.
We've got debris everywhere. It's an ecological disaster.
We have additional information on this story at passporttotexas.org, and while you're there, please feel free to leave a comment. That's our show for today. We give our sincere thanks to Karen Loke for her help with this story. And we record our series in Austin at the Production Block Studios. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.